This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Phone calls at about Nick Begich taking over the Noah Stroyer in the War Room. I'll definitely do some live shows this weekend. And then I've told my family I'm doing it because I need to do it. I need to go detox. I need to take natural defense. I need to take my X2. I need to hike 10 miles every other day. I need to get right with Jesus and go out to the wilderness for about a week. So I'm going to try that over Christmas. We'll see if I can do it. But it's the right time to do it. Let's go to Ron in New York and Kathy in Alaska. Ron, welcome, and we appreciate you holding.
Hey, Alex, thanks for holding on to my call, because what I have to ask you after my comment is I lack the words to describe how important it is. I wrote down what I had to say, so I'll turn it and burn it and not waste your time here.
No, take your time. Go ahead. Say it.
Sweet. Been listening for a few years just to keep my eyes and ears open. I never really had a reason to call in before, but my entire world just changed with something I just found out about, and I want to share that and bounce a question off you. At 34, I just found out I'm going to be a father for the first time. And I feel like parts of my DNA are being unlocked, things that I never understood before when people talk about being a dad. Boy, I'm getting it. I'm excited, but I'm also kind of sick to my stomach because I realized they're not going to have the same childhood that I had. I was part of that final generation of kids growing up, you know, before 9/11 and social media and all that kind of stuff, cell phones. It was healthy and organic. And now I'm thinking my kid's not going to grow up in that world.
So now you're going to have to really commit to the fight. Absolutely. They're inducting your children into a hardcore scientific dictatorship where they're dirty, they're bad, they wear masks, they get scanned all by the criminal pedophile establishment.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They're not going to know a world like without masks. They're not.
But that's okay. We were asleep before as it crept up on us. Now you educate them and explain how they're an enemy. And children are already pre-programmed to listen to their fathers and mothers. You explain how they're there to set them up and how they're controlled. Your children will become five times more powerful under the attack. It's if they don't know about the attack, they'll be weak.
You know, I'm a huge history guy. I know you mentioned that a couple of times.
You just said it. My parents got me into history. They didn't have to sit there and tell me how stuff worked. They got me into history, and then I recognized it all. That's the trick. History. If your parents tell you all this, you don't listen. You give them history or even fairy tales or archetypes, like you're a little girl, you're in the woods, a man comes up acting nice, but he's really a wolf. You understand? You've got to scare the living hell out of your kids.
I'm a huge Greatest Generation guy, for example. I mean, first and foremost, and I'm seeing, you know, they're being taught the founders are racist. They're being taught the Greatest Generation. They didn't volunteer and line up around the block after December 7th, 1941. They were.
And so you just explain to your children, whether they're black or white or whatever, this is an enemy attack. That's all you do?
It's exactly what it is. You know, I'll just say, just for my question, this is critical. I really don't know what to do. This is my first time around with this.
Just don't take the vaccines, eat organic food, and just pray to Jesus for guidance. You're going to be just fine.
I'm not allowed in there to even hear my child's heartbeat for the ultrasound. There's only one person allowed in there. So I'm like, how do I get her to, you know, not take
the vaccine? Well, you shouldn't even be doing ultrasounds until they're like 6 months old. Yeah, no, I get it. I don't know where you're going to the doctor. I don't know where they're doing this, but they shouldn't keep you out of the room. It's all part of the cult, taking dads away from their kids. I appreciate your call. But listen, there's a global move against humanity, a corporate takeover of the human body. That's the final frontier. That's the big goal of computers. They will replace us with robots and computers. To do it, they got to make us be screwed up and obsolete and on drugs and mindless. Be aware of the attack. Educate your children. And tell them about God. And then they will transcend the enemy. All right, Kathy, final call. Got a few other news items to hit. And then, Dr. Nick Begich, or the trailblazers of our fight, takes over the other side. We're back in 60 seconds. Remember, spreading the word is key, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next-level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breeds in your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grape seed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole. Organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWars. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
That this enemy attack is a desperate counteroffensive. We are winning. Humanity is awakening. Humanity holds the keys to human destiny. And so as long as you don't submit, and as long as you don't hate yourself, and as long as you know how amazing you are, and that spark and that splinter of God's mind that created you, there's nothing they can do against you. Like Dr. Nick Begich says, as your life is closer to death, every minute becomes more valuable. Every second until you're finally gone at the next level, and then there's eternity and nothing but consciousness. So you need to transcend that fear. He's about to take over here in just a minute or so. Kathy in Alaska, go ahead and thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, Kathy, welcome.
Oh, okay, thank you. We love you up in Alaska.
Well, hell, it's funny, my last caller is from Alaska, and we got one of Alaska's favorite sons here. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got to come up here sometime.
It's one of the only states I hadn't been to.
You fit right in.
I hadn't been to Rhode Island, and I hadn't been to Alaska. I think I've been to every other state, or at least driven through it.
Okay, what I want to talk about is, you heard the cases and that happened up here, the two cases up here, and Tucker nailed it. So they're on damage control. So yesterday, our local station, they put these two doctors on. And interesting enough, these two doctors just came up here in March. One was a geriatric doctor, and the other one was an immunization doctor. And, Alex, it was horrific. The scare, the fear, that they, the death, and, you know, it was just... I couldn't believe what I was happening.
Which, by the way, they now admit it won't even protect you. They're like, you're going to die if you don't do it.
Exactly. That's exactly what they were saying yesterday. I couldn't believe my ears. He was saying, you know, you can get COVID and 35 days later die. It was just unbelievable. I'm going to say everything really fast. The second point I want to make, I had a problem with my tooth. And to see an emergency dentist, they wanted COVID test, so they wanted the rapid test. So I go to get the rapid test because I was in agony, and she wouldn't give it to me because I didn't have any symptoms. She said,
to go on Joe Rogan's show, I had to do one of these damn tests. And that's what's crazy. If you don't have symptoms, they won't give it to you. Go ahead.
Well, this shows you how brainwashed. She gave it away right over the phone. She said, the rapid test isn't going to show, it's going to come out that you're negative. You need to take the other test, but that takes 5 days to get the results. So,
is more money.
They want more money, and they want you to be part of a statistic.
You're damn right.
That's right. And then another point I want to make, I lived in China for 25 years, and I was there during the SARS epidemic, which it was basically, the only thing I saw going on over there was them arresting herbalists because they were saying they were selling false hope or whatever. But you know what they told me when I was over there? They said that SARS was a dress rehearsal. And that's Chinese people telling me that.
Absolutely. Bill Gates said on, whose show was it? It wasn't Kimmel. It wasn't, who's the South African guy? I always forget his name. Trevor Noah. He said, this is a drill for the next thing that's coming. He also said it on Colbert. So, wow, that's what you, what else do they say to you in China?
I'll tell you another thing they said. I went back in 2018. You know what? Everyone going into the airport, you know, into China, 6 feet apart. You know what that had to do with? Facial recognition.
That's right. Everything. China is the beta test for every damn bit of this, Kathy. You're an amazing caller. We're about to turn this over to Dr. Nick Baggage. Anything else you want to add?
Long live InfoWars.
Well, thank you. We're trying to live. Thank you so much. All right. I'm out of time. Dr. Nick Baggage is about to take over, but I thought I'd play this short clip of Howard Stern yesterday, who spent a lot of time attacking me. But the guy with the puppets is actually saying true things, other than the fact that it doesn't just attack white people. Actually, if you look at the studies that have been put out, the SARS type HIV thing attacks black people more than white people. So if they made the puppets accurate, I would be warning black people, as I've been doing, not to take it. Here it is.
It's I, reptilian leader Bill Gates. I come bearing the gift of vaccination.
Get that needle out of here, Gates. I will not take your vaccination and be marched into a FEMA death camp.
I promise it's safe. Just ask Dr. Fauci.
Come on, Alex. It won't kill all of civilization, just most.
Listen, Fauci, listen, Gates. I don't want your gift, but do you know the best Christmas gift for the info warrior in your life?
What's that?
It's the Liberty Fighter Patriot Pass. You're going to get the bio.
Speaking of that, this is actually Living Defense. It's a parasite cleanse, a great detoxer, next level probiotic, back in stock, sold out for months, 50% off. Today's the last day to get shipped before Christmas. You can ship by Monday anywhere in the lower continental 48, CONUS, you get it. But if you want it in Alaska or Hawaii, get your order in today. We have the little elves in our warehouse getting it out to you tomorrow. We also have Prostagard. That's for men, great for women as well, but all the studies are about what saw palmetto does for your prostate. They admit it, like, stops cancer and all these other problems. Imagine what it does for everything else. It's got all the other vitamins and minerals in it. That's there. And then we've also got Alpha Power that's been sold out for a year because we couldn't get the key patented ingredients. It's for male libido, stamina, energy. It's amazing. That is back in stock. And I've certainly been enjoying it since you got back in stock. All 50% off DNA Force Plus, X2, X3, Saw Palmetto, again, Prostagard back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. But let's play a quick clip of this before Dr. Nick Baggage takes over. Biden says going after Hunter is foul play. He's the smartest man I know. Is that why he left his laptop at the place in Maine and or Delaware, wherever the hell it is, and said, I work for the Communist Chinese agents? This is the media. Hell, Vanity Fair did a whole piece about how he's a great artist. So we all got to worship Hunter Biden now. Here it is.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is. And he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know. I mean, in terms of pure intellectual capacity. And as long as he's good, we're good.
As a father, I understand that, and I admire it.
Pause again. They have all these late-night comics acting like they're journalists doing these fake... Sorry, this is Stephen Colbert. Go back to him.
I understand that, and I admire that. But I mean, in terms of your job as president, can you reach across the aisle to people who will be using this as an attack on you when it is such a personal attack because it's about family?
But if it benefits the country, yes. I really mean it.
By the way, globalists want you wearing masks like under Islam. They want you staying away from them. All these things I read about Bilderberg is don't look them in the eyes. Stay 6 feet away. It's some weird occultic 6 degrees of separation thing they said 100 years ago. So notice he's like 10 feet away. And, you know, it's all this cult crap, folks. This is cultic, weird mumbo jumbo. And decipher it all. Dr. Nick Baggage takes over on the other side of this quick break. Please tell your friends, your family, your neighbors to tune in. He's always got powerful info. And check out his website, earthpulse.com. 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 Because we think about Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. We've been taking off all of that. Because I was successful enough to get InfoWars.com out to so many people. When they censored everybody, finally we're still there. We were getting more traffic than we were a few years ago. It's crazy. Thanks to you spreading the word, listeners. But that's why you got to remember URLs on the side of the cave walls. Those are original devices, like people's names. They don't go to some big mother hive thing. They go to an individual or a group. Surf the web. Remember that? EarthPulse.com. EarthPulse.com. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com. We'll be right back with our Nick Baggage. He takes over in the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Please stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars. You know, I'm here in Anchorage, Alaska. You know, we heard that last caller of the day from Alaska. There's a lot of InfoWars support here, I got to tell you. Everywhere I go, I'm stopped by folks that watch the program and dial into the network and support everything that's happening at InfoWars. And this is the Friday for me before Christmas, so I want to wish everyone in the listening audience a Merry Christmas. Going into the new year, we've got a lot of controversy. I know this Christmas can be one of the roughest weeks of maybe the year and going into the new year. But hang in there, you know. We're all in this together and no one's getting out alive. as funny as that is, it's true, right? No one gets out alive. And, you know, going into the broadcast each day that I come on, I make the prayer, hope for the right words, recognize how flawed I am too, just like everyone who's listening, and just hope to be used enough to maybe pass something on that's worth hearing. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate everyone out there listening today. You know, and coming from a political family and listening to that little clip about Biden excusing the bad behavior of his non-performing son, or maybe performing in the wrong way. You know, I have six children, and I have two sons. And my oldest son is, like, unreal, man. He's just doing incredible things in the world. Nick 3, right? I mean, he's doing really cool stuff. And my youngest son is totally struggling. I mean, he's failing. He probably won't make it another year. Actually, he probably won't. So we all, I mean, no matter where we are in the world, we're dealing with, you know, big swings of emotion in our personal lives, in our communities, in our states, in our nations, in the world. Right now, everywhere, every place on the planet is feeling nothing but dis-ease and excusing behavior. And saying someone's brilliant when they're that big of a mess is not only not the truth, it's just a bold-faced lie. And I want to talk about that, because in political families, this is my reality, all right? I'm 62. I've been doing this a long time. My father, as many of you know, was in the state Senate here and then later in the United States Congress. My brother in the U.S. Senate. Mayor of Anchorage at one time, an assembly member for 9 years. My other brother in the state Senate right now today, you know, and my uncle from Minnesota, northern Minnesota, in their legislature for 20 years. I mean, I've seen it at the national, state, local level, and internationally with the work that I've done around the world. And unfortunately, when you're in public life, you have no private life, and neither does anyone in your family. That's just the reality of it. And that is unfortunate, but it is the truth of the matter. And excusing it is not the answer, but at the same time, you know, recognizing how much involvement, how much commingling of activity did Joe Biden and his son, as messed up as he is, would you do business with that guy? You know, I mean, it's really the question asked. But laying all that aside, when I was coming into this today and thinking about what I wanted to talk about with my oldest son, I had this conversation. And it's about social media And here's a thought to think about social media today. It is there to harvest our life by stealing our time. Let me say that again. Social media is there to harvest, to harvest our life by stealing our time and whittling us away 1 minute at a time. Now think about that. What's more valuable than to capture every breath they can from your life energy to divert you and divert each of us away from maybe something higher, better, more important? And a lot of the mass media and the social media is all about that, right? I mean, it's all about taking your time and holding it and grabbing it until you go, oh, wow, 2 hours, it just disappeared. All right, this is really important because what's the mainstream media and social media doing? It's filling us with intellectual junk food. Think about it. Intellectual junk food. This is the menu on the diet of most people dialed into the mainstream and the media, the social media, is to grab your time, steal the breath of life right out from under you by plugging you into a network that harvests everything about you and then uses it to capture more of your time and steal more of your breath and put you in the cycle. And then what do they use to feed the cycle? But before I answer that, let me ask you this. Are you feeling full with all that intellectual junk food or feeling totally, absolutely empty? Right. Full of fear, empty, insecure, dis-ease and diseased. That's what you get when you're fed from that trough. And, you know, and here's the thing about as I think about it, become the master of your own time and you recapture your own life. Become the master of your own time and then begin to allocate it strategically. First to yourself, so you're a strong person, then to your family because you need that alliance, and then to your circle of friends. And then to others that you might be able to touch. And that's the proper order of moving what's possible into something real. Take action. Take your time back. It's the first step to recapturing the breath of life. Willful self-direction of what we're going to do next. And we've got a lot to do. Every single living soul listening to this broadcast has a lot to do, whether it's with your family or your friends or your neighborhood. But it's time to take our energy back and quit letting social media, the mainstream, the distractions take our life away and steal our freedom. Because that's what it really is. It's a digital gulag that most of us don't even know we're in. And here's what happens with the feedback created by the social media, the gaming that competes for your attention, all of it. It's based on looking at what happens in real time using special imaging of the brain when you're playing games, when you're watching things, when you're observing things, because then they see how they can trigger the same chemistry in the brain associated with addictive behaviors, orgasm, all kinds of things to grab your attention and hold it. This is the mind of the New World Order. To steal our time and steal our attention and get us addicted. We'll be right back.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab, the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030.
Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuilding in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. So good to be back with everyone. Again, you know, when I think about all the issues out there, and I know we hit the end of the week, we're headed into the Christmas week, a lot of tension in the world, all of that. And this is something, maybe a way of seeing this, you know, this is the birth pains, if you will, of big changes. And you know, think about that for a moment as a concept, as a metaphor for the moment. Birth pains represent this incredible. I mean, ask any woman or be there, you know, when it's happening. I have. And, you know, this is pain. All right. But then immediately after is life. Life in a very, very different way. And all that pain for that moment is somehow forgotten, and is overwhelmed by life and love and a depth that's really different. Okay. So we're in that right now as the human beings, as living resonating cavities of consciousness, if you will, in sort of modern syntax, talking about the body. You know, what the heck is this body? You know, it's a material expression of an internal arrangement of energy. Let me say that a little differently. By definition, you know, something is, if you want to look at it materially, is created by its internal arrangement of atoms, right? And they form compounds and chemicals, and all of a sudden you have body and body component. But under that, energetically, is where it happens, all right? And in quantum physics, even, they talk about this in the sense of the observer, you and I, looking at something, determined whether it's a particle, substance, or a wave. Nothing. Okay. Or something that is nothing from this sensory perspective, at least. And that's all that we're talking about here. Think of this body as sort of the tuner, tuning in things and giving them some sense of material nature, what we call our bodies, the flesh, the world, the earthy part of us that connects to the non-earthy part of us, all right? And the mediator is the mind, whatever that really represents. And it's not some housing and some tissue. It's more than that. And this makes materialists really uncomfortable, all right? Because scientists aren't supposed to be talking about this kind of thing. And a lot of scientists are. A lot of real serious people are, because the science is showing where the power is. And here's the truth of the matter is, the other side already knows it. Okay? They've been trying to hijack spiritual power, physical reality for a long time. And the thing is, we all have this incredible capacity. So, you know, I talked about this in past programs, the disappearance of Dad and how that happened and all the disturbance that happens. When someone disappears off the face of the earth, with not a trace officially to be found, and you're 14 and you got a bunch of brothers and sisters, and you see the world really differently. I can tell you that was a major tragedy, trauma, that experience. I can tell you. But within it, and I was angry, all right? I was still searching at that point in my life for what the face of God, and I was angry at my concept of God when that happened, as many of us are when adversity hits us right in the head. But this is what I would say. In the same spirit as disciplining a small child, God sees us in that same way. So we might want to curse, but it may be the very discipline we need, as tragic as the events of life can be. And that was for me, for my youngest brother, who was 4, to my sister a year older than me, 15, and 6 of us, and my mom, 34, thinking of the prospect of raising 6 kids, because we didn't know anything, disappeared off the face of the earth, trauma. But in that trauma was also my own personal birth pain, when I awoke a little bit more and began to really, really search for God, you know, I mean, really. And the problem I kept running into was between my ears, my mind, my intellect. And so it was a longer search and a more intense one than some, but one worth making. And that's why I say trust the path you're on, whatever that is. And it's part of an earlier broadcast. You can go listen to it. But the reason I say that is others are going to try and judge it, say, don't do that, don't do this. You're going to do what you're going to do, and you're going to learn what you're going to learn. But if you stay in the mind of seeking, of knowing, don't settle for less than a full truth. When you run into a lie, move the other way. There is no lie within truth. So that was one of my observations. But you'll look in a lot of places, dabble in a lot of things, perhaps. But take your power back in this. Don't be a slave to the media, as I was talking in the last section. Don't be a slave to anyone. Don't let them steal your time, your breath, your will, your awareness, your connection to everything else that matters. So I get into this every week that I'm on because warriors have to have a lot of equipment, you know, and you can address the material, and there's lots of ways to do that from food preparation to supplements to the air and the water that you breathe and drink in your house through the InfoWars store. So you can get the things that support the physical in lots of ways there, and even add to the emotional, quite frankly. And then the spiritual, that aspect that you can't touch and grab and hang on to, runs better with a good foundation, a good carrier. So I encourage you in that regard. But the other thing I would say is, start looking vigorously within and find the power within you that you can then begin to project outside of yourself. And this is important. And so this is dying to ourselves is part of the program here. You know, how do we do that? Well, trauma usually does it for us and puts us in that birth pain of life that allows us to either see it and find something within it that can change us. My oldest son, Nicholas, he is always blown away because I can be hit with a rock of bad news. You know, a backpack full as I'm swimming across the lake of life, you know, and he'll swear that I'm going to drown, and I won't. I'll take the backpack off and start building a platform to stand on, you know, because I always look for another way, because there is one that frees us to our inner power that allows us to project it outward to change the way the game works, because we're in it. We're all in it. And we can either be swept by it, as I've mentioned before, or we can see it and begin to take possession of it. This media that takes and stimulates this addictive pattern, it's designed to do that, ladies and gentlemen. The science is out there. You can read it. You can study it. We've covered it here before. It's in all the books that you can get on InfoWars Store that talk about this technology. But the fact is, the power of each individual living soul, when you fall into what you are and you recognize what we are as created in the image and likeness of God, and we fall into the full meaning of that, the profound nature of that, we grab our power back. And now going into the Christmas week, this is the power that we need to remember, that we need to see flow through us in a very different way. That unites the love that we are and pushes out a different prayer for this world in this Christmas week. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We're going to be right back after these really, really important messages. Thanks for being here.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back, and thanks for being here on this 7-day countdown to Christmas Day. And so I appreciate everyone. I won't be here, obviously, next Friday. It'll be Christmas. But I want to thank you all for the support you've given InfoWars over the year. And I want to thank the team and Alex at InfoWars for allowing me to have this time with you every Friday in the afternoon, and I appreciate it a lot. You know, thinking about sort of where I want to go with this today on another theme, and it's about resonance and what does that mean? And I alluded to that a little bit before. Resonance, what is that? And it's actually a mathematical formula. If you drew it out, it would be X plus X in brackets and then squared. So that's multiplied against itself. In other words, two or more gathered together is really more power than two people, okay? And this is why resonance is a principle. God got it. He figured it out. But in modern physics, this is what it is. Okay, so resonance, this is what the other side knows too, why mass media is meant to herd, capture, control, and then charge up the chemistry of the brain, that part associated with addictive behavior, orgasm, big charges, you know? because this is what's done biochemically, and it grabs you. You know, I mean, it does. And so the countermeasure is a rechanneling, rebalancing of these very vital energies that are, you know, important. Those energy centers of the brain are triggered naturally by lots of things when it's done appropriately. And they create an altered awareness, a bit of altered awareness with that kind of chemistry. And then they are putting the physical in a position to maybe be tuned into something quite different. So fear takes away, tunes you into the wrong direction. Love tunes you into a different direction. What the heck does that mean? Because a lot of love is expressed fleshy, materialistically. I get that too. But there is a higher ordered to the energy in resonance. So all of us together listening to this program, and I'm looking at a few notes today because I really don't want to miss the critical elements of this. We are all doing that right now. We're all in resonance right now because we're dialed into this network. We're dialed into this program. We're dialed into what we're thinking about and hearing, and I hope thinking about, not just absorbing, but thinking about actively, and then deciding things about how we'll engage our energy after the broadcast. Today, and after Owen is on, and after you've gotten the vital information that you need to be ready for the info wars, right? And so that's what it's about. And relationships are part of this, because we have a relationship with each other, whether we feel it or not. I do. I always am dialed in. I feel it. And you do, too. And we form in this kind of this overarching connection. Doesn't have to be formally organized. In fact, this is the power of it. It is formally organized, and it was with the formation of the human race. Okay, so we already have that. We have to remember, and I keep saying that, all these New Age folks talk about evolution, evolving. Forget that. It's about remembering, in the first place, what we were created to be and do. And then it's about relationship, because here's it. This is one of my things I ran into as a person in my 50s. Earlier, a decade ago, I thought everybody did this. It was a big surprise to me. When I look at someone, look into their eyes, I see their potential. I begin to react accordingly, as if they'd already realized it. And so they begin behaving often as if they had to, because I see the success in them. But this is what I found is, that's great, you know, as a motivating force to do that. A lot of people, well, I should say some people do that. And all of us should try and do that. But at the same time, it really creates a lot of pain in your life, because people let you down. People are flawed. So am I, just like everyone else. And so they let you down. And then what do we do with that? You know, because we didn't meet people where they are. Okay? This is really important. I want to say it again, because we didn't meet people where they are. Christ met people where they are. He knew where they could be, but he met them where they were, whether they were a whore in the street, you know, or a rich guy who couldn't get, you know, a camel had a better chance to get through the eye of a needle. So, you know, whatever it was, he met people where they were, and but he saw where they could be. This is our challenge individually as we look at ourselves, and I've talked about this before and become all critical about all the flaws we see, because we're the best, besides God himself, judge of all that. And then we beat ourselves up into total immobility because we feel so worthless. No! Stop! That's blasphemy against the creation. Stop doing that. Be critical for sure. And then change. Forgive yourself. How are you going to forgive anyone else if you can't get there? Forgive yourself. And then change. Make a different choice. And you'll screw it up probably a few times, but keep standing back up and dusting yourself off and trying again. That's the requirement. Meet people where they are. First yourself. Clean up the program best you can, but don't wait for perfection, because you're not going to get that here. be the flawed vessel that you are, continue to make the improvements, but then ask God to use you as an instrument anyway. And if you don't know that God is real, then ask at least to find the answer to that, you know, and ask for the path to be cleared so you might be able to, and then you'll get somewhere, maybe a little differently. But all of us, whether we like it or not, are in this. And we're all going to be either aware of our participation or we're going to just unconsciously walk through this period of history. This is the greatest period of history, in my view, to be alive. We have all the potentials. We have all of the possibilities. If we can remember what we are and we drive the truck again, all this junk that I've reported on, that Alex has reported, that all of us who've been in this for so long have been reported on for decades now, is ultimately about people behaving badly. That's it. All the rest are expressions of that, what I call the window dressing. You know, all the things we engage in as, you know, bodies running around with a, you know, with souls in them, instead of souls running around a little more directional with a body to help out. So get the position flipped back around, getting back your form and in the ego, putting it behind you. So the experiences, how we see ourselves, our personalities, our thoughts, our emotions begin to serve the awareness that we are. What? We say that again. The ego part of us, the thought, the emotion, the part that's playing this fear game and telling us all the reasons why we can't, subordinate that. Okay, that's a different part of us that's important. That's all of that part of us, subordinate it to the awareness. How does that work? As soon as you feel emotion, as soon as you see thoughts, you pay attention to them. You think about, what am I thinking about? Now you're aware. Otherwise, you're just being jerked around emotionally, intellectually, and otherwise by being so preoccupied in the medium, you never bridge out. So I'm trying to give some formulations in the course of the last 7 or 8 broadcasts that are meant to wake us up a little bit. That they're the things that help me wake up a little bit, so that we can express ourselves in a world that needs a different expression right now. And it needs the force of our will as well. There's lots of ways to do this. You know, there's intercessors out there. You know what? You know who you are, and you know what I'm talking about if you know who you are. Do that right now. You know? All of us are warriors engaged together. In this last few minutes of the broadcast, hold the thought. Visualize the country running like it should for this few moments, with leadership that gets us as living souls and not as just taxpayers or consumers or something less than we are. At a time when we need each other, embrace yourself, embrace your family, embrace your friends. In this next week of total turmoil, as we begin to lay the foundation for our futures in the new year. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and you're listening to the InfoWars.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.